the Mishnah tells us there are Sarah and Nisyonos for Avram Avinu. However, the Mishnah doesn't give us the list of them. So, what was the ultimate, the 10th Nisayon? So, according to the way Rashi and the Rambam were in the Mishnah, it was Akedas Yitzchak. However, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Tashbei say, no, the ultimate Nisayon was Kfuras Sarah, based on the Medrash Rabbah, that the ultimate Nisayon was the burial for Sarah. So the Kaddish says, what's the Pshat? How could you compare Nisayon? How could that be a greater Nisayon than it is to willing to give up your son? So the commentators explain, and Rav Desker and others point out, based on a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yudches, a story between Rav Chananya ben Trajon and Rav Yossi ben Kisma. Yossi ben Kisma, he fell ill, I guess it was his Rebbe, went to visit him. And Rav Chananya ben Trajon said he was teaching Torah Barabim, the Gzera against it. So Rav Yossi ben Kisma said, careful, because we want you alive. If you get caught, you're going to be killed. And Kachava, he was. But part of the discussion they have was, am I going to be Zocha to Olam Haba? He asked Rav Yossi ben Kisma. So Rav Yossi ben Kisma, well, tell me something you did. How do I know? He said, you know what? I was thinking about it one time on Purim. There was some shalach manas money lying around. There was some tzedakah money, matanas gavyonim, and I wasn't sure, so I just said, you know what, I'm going to give it all to tzedakah. So Rav Yossi ben Kisma said, wow, may my lot be like your lot. If you did such a tremendous deed, I want in. So the kasha is obvious. Like, what do you mean? You would have thought he would have gave the concept of he was Moser Nefesh. He was willing to give up his life to teach Torah Barabim. That should have been what he said. Why is he giving some seemingly trivial example of mixing up Shalach Manas and Matanas Rav Yonim? So, Rav Desker, others explain as we see he sowed in life, that people have, when in certain events in their life, special events happen, people rise to the occasion. But it's not necessarily indicative of what their character is, their greatness. There are many, and not to downplay it, and they went on Kiddush Hashem, many Jews who were, let's say, observant. But when the Nazis came, they said, I'm going, I'm a Jew, and I'm willing to give up my life. So true greatness of character is the everyday things. It's true Rav Yochanan, Rav Chananya ben Trajan was willing to give up his life, but okay, but that doesn't tell me about his true nature. When you tell me a seemingly everyday example, things of consistent different ideas, that's what shows me, like the famous Medrash. Yeah, there's a machokes, what's the klal gadol b'Torah? So Ben Zoma says, it's Shema Yisrael Hashem Rino Shem Achad, Kabbalah's Omachu Shamayim. Rabbi Kiva says, V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. And Shimon Ben Pazi says, the Karban Tomid, it's like every second I said b'boker. So and it says, halacha k'rav Shimon Ben Pazi. So what's going on? I understand the first one, Me'elam Lamakom, Shema Yisrael, and the Semenam HaChaveir. What in the world is Karban Tumid? So some want to point out, because Karban Tumid, Karban has both aspects, that a part you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lugavo, and on the part to Kohanim, so it's a combination of both. However, others point out that, as we mentioned, that Shema Ben Pazi, what's the most important thing in life? It's the consistency day in, day out. People have different events in their life where they rise to the occasion. And they're willing to die al Kiddush Hashem. But something even greater than dying al Kiddush Hashem is living al Kiddush Hashem day in, day out. In fact, that's why the Sukkah Stavah let us explain the Torah begins when we introduce Avram to Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. Why didn't the Torah begin with Or Kastim? You want to know how great Avram is? Is because he was willing to give up his life al Kiddush Hashem. Yet the Torah doesn't talk, because the Torah wants to teach the living a life. Lech Lecha, go out and make a Kiddush Hashem daily. That's what I want. It's the day in, day out things. That's the important thing. Like they say by a gear has to be told the kalos and the chamuras. Why, if they're willing to keep the chamuras, why the kalos? Because, again, some people get involved at the 5 o'clock news, but when no one's looking, the daily things, they won't care. So that's what, so it's one thing, the ultimate Nisayan, some say it's Akedas Yitzchak, but Rav Yonah says no. The ultimate Akedah is an Akedas Yitzchak, even though it's a great thing, but it's on the everyday level. How you trying to buy a parcel of land for his wife Sarah and going through all the Agmas Nefesh. That's the Yisod. That's Rabbeinu Yonah's Yisod. That's the greatness of Avram Avinu, is buying the plot of land for Sarah. That's the Yisod of Rav Yossi Ben Kisma. The everyday things. A little tzedakah got mixed in with the food. I give it all to tzedakah. Shimon Ben Pazi. The mitzvah karban tamid, day in, day out. That shows greatness, and hence the ultimate nisayon isn't Akedas Yitzchak, but the ultimate nisayon is Kfuras Sarah.